I'm Alexandra Detrolio. Italy's Interior Minister Matteo Salvini is fighting back against claims that the Italian government is partly responsible for a migrant that was left stranded in the Mediterranean Sea. Italy has been pushing Libya to patrol its own shores, as well as preventing rescue boats from docking in Italy, pushing back refugee boats, or taking the migrants back to Libya. The Spanish rescue organization Proactiva Open Arms rescued the woman and also said they pulled the bodies of another woman and child from the water. Proactiva accused the Libyan Coast Guard of attacking the boat and leaving the refugees behind. Salvini answered criticisms on Twitter, accusing the rescue organization of, quote, lies and insults. Russian President Vladimir Putin made his first public comments on his summit with President Donald Trump, calling it a success, but also issuing a warning that Trump's opponents are getting in the way of progress on issues they've discussed, such as the war in Syria and nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, the Republican-controlled House eliminated new funding for states to strengthen election security, saying that money from the current program is still available. Democrats criticized the decision, saying not enough is being done to prevent Russian interference in U.S. elections. A grand jury in Texas has indicted five people connected to an alleged immigrant smuggling operation. One of the people indicted is the 20-year-old driver of an SUV which crashed, killing five of the 14 people inside. The SUV was part of a convoy of three vehicles that was traveling in Texas. Two of the cars led authorities on a high-speed chase when officials attempted to make, quote, immigration inspections. An expert on the cloth believed to be the burial shroud of Jesus, Emanuela Marinelli, has disputed claims from a new study that states the blood patterns on the shroud are not consistent with patterns left by a crucified person. The study was conducted by Matteo Borini, an Italian forensic scientist, and Luigi Garlascelli, an Italian chemist. Marinelli stated that their experiments did not contain the accuracy of past studies that have been done. The church has never officially ruled on the authenticity of the shroud, and numerous scientific studies have yielded conflicting results. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.